Did you feel that during the latter part of your tenure on the court, I'm thinking now after the first year or two, a year and a half of turbulence, did you feel that the court achieved a very high level of collegiality and
yes.
goodwill amongst the...
Very much so. At the time that I left, there was a great deal of, for want of a better term, collegiality, for whatever that means. We disagreed often on matters of law. It was rarely ever on partisan issues or on partisan lines. And at the time that I left, the court was very very happy and very well. However, just as I left, things turned less so. As you will remember, Justice Coleman had retired, leaving just prior to the end of the term, and I was Chief Justice at the end of the year that in which I left. And now Chief Justice Riley was appointed to the court and spent the last 2 weeks of December on the Michigan Supreme Court, only to be deposed from after I had left, as soon as the session started up again the next year, only to be deposed. Justice Williams had become Chief Justice, and Justice Riley was put off the court. She had been appointed by Governor Milliken and Governor Blanchard, then taking office, had appointed Justice Boyle. And the court heard the entire matter and said, Justice Riley goes, and Justice Boyle, as Governor Blanchard's appointment, is the proper successor here. So as I left, storm flags were flying, because, as I say, Justice Riley spent 2 weeks on the court when I was Chief Justice, and participated in administrative matters and things like that. She was unable to participate in any of the cases because she hadn't heard any of them. But the storm signals were flying that it was going to be a bad year coming up, which turned out it was a bad 6 months. Quite a bit of turmoil before the court once again settled down. And has turned in since then to, I think, a well-functioning, as witness the fact that Justice Riley, who was deposed from the court, has gone on to become Chief Justice. So I think that perhaps the collegiality is back. But the last 2 or 3 weeks of my tenure on the Supreme Court, things were obviously not heading in exactly a tranquil direction.